Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Time for us to focus our attention now on the environment with Being Green. And it's a very good morning, as always, on a Friday morning. To John Richards, top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Are you an optimist? I think you're an optimist.
Yes, I try.
Okay.
We try.
Listen up.
Glass half full and all of that stuff.
Yes, funny you should mention that. I think I'm an above average driver. Most people would rate themselves as above average driver. You don't have to be a statistician to realize that just can't be true. But still, I think I'm an above average driver. I think also we are optimists at heart, and scientifically designed studies by those who know show that confidence, the will to succeed, positive self-image, optimism determines success, however that's defined. Even survivors of horrific catastrophes, genocidal death camps, daunting struggles tell us the will and determination, yes, even optimism, against all odds, wins out. I'm very grateful I've never been put to that sort of test. And I admire those heroines and heroes who are activists, those who say, no, the buck stops here with me. Campaigners, activists for human communities, improving the lot of the oppressed, the threatened habitat, conservation of species, or the wild places, all. Defying the forces ranged against the poor and the powerless, lying down in front of the advancing tanks. Yeah, dramatic stuff. Usually not that dramatic, but no less important. So, how do you feel personally about the challenges of the Anthropocene? Yes, the Anthropocene, where it is proposed we are pushing the Earth into a new geological era, characterized by humankind-induced impacts. Research shows that people increasingly feel the effects of these planetary changes and associated ecological losses in their daily lives, and that these changes present significant direct and indirect threats to mental health and well-being. Climate change and the associated impacts to land and environment, for example, have recently been linked to a range of negative mental health impacts, including depression, suicidal ideation, post-traumatic stress, as well as feelings of anger, hopelessness, distress, even despair. Just utter the word water in company. Know what I mean? Now, you don't have to feel distress and despair every time you listen to Being Green. At least we try to bring you the good news now and again. There is that important word, hope. More than a word, I hope. Moreover, the role of personal psychological response is important. And in a recent article, Neville Ellis in Western Australia and Ashley Consolo, director of the Labrador Institute in Newfoundland, have termed this emotional response ecological grief, which is, they define, the grief felt in relation to experienced or anticipated ecological losses, including the loss of species, ecosystems, and meaningful landscapes due to acute or chronic environmental change. And this is really grief. Although grief is well understood in relation to human loss, grieving is rarely considered as something we do for losses in the natural world. Ecological grief is a significant theme in Neil Ellis's and Ashley Consolo's work. In different research projects, working with the Inuit in Inuit Noonanga in far northern Canada, and farmers in Western Australia, the Western Australian Wheat Belt, both of them have spent a combined total of 20 years with people living in areas experiencing significant climatic changes and environmental shifts. Despite very different geographical and cultural contexts, their research revealed a surprising degree of commonality between Inuit and family farming communities as they struggle to cope both emotionally and psychologically with mounting ecological losses and the prospect of an uncertain future. I don't think anybody in South Africa has doing this kind of research, but I suspect if you did it, you'd find that there's similarities if you look at the western drought-stricken regions of South Africa. For more on Ellis and Consolo's findings and their discussion, check out The Conversation, a blog of independent news and views from the academic and research community. It's international. It was started in Australia back in 2011, and now we have The Conversation Africa here. It's www.theconversation.com.
Thank you very much there to John Richards with this morning's edition of Being Green, our focus on the environment.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere.
When you add white and red to our Blue Planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.